Hi, this is Jay with a personal note to myself. I think I would really like to do a Centra session, a sit-down, kind of planned-out session where I talk about security issues, computer security issues, to help these things happen. My first two editions of Kahi IT on the Move I can see myself getting into a lot of hot water over this and saying, how dare this little peon, this little pissant, dictate to me what I should be doing. Am I being threatening? Absolutely. Absolutely threatening. And I think I need to tell some stories about how this stuff can happen. With a big disclaimer at the front saying, this is not licensed to do these things. If we find that you have destroyed somebody's life through these methods, I will seek to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. And that doesn't mean just getting your, identity theft is still a crime, even if you've made it really, really simple. You know, punishments will happen. So I really think this is really important. I don't know if doing it in the car off the cuff is a good way to do it, because there's too much of a tendency to take it wrong and to be offended by it. So I need to do it a little more sculpted, if I can. I'm going to try my best. But still, you know, tell a couple of horror stories. It's horror story time. You know? And certainly say, now this is not, certainly I said, my intention is not to give people ideas on how to destroy other people. I will give you examples from personal experience, and I know other people can also give examples from personal experience of how this is done. I said, if you want to get a person fired in 15 minutes, I know exactly how to get a person fired in 15 minutes. Boom. And do it without any fingerprints, without any kind of, you know, without giving any indication that I have been there doing it. I can do it simply. And you might never know. And it will be hard for you to figure it out. It's really easy with social engineering. So I'll social engineer your password out of you. Or out of somebody who you've chosen to give it to because you trust them. And you have to understand it's not an issue of trust, it's an issue of protection for everyone around you. That they're not going to be blamed for something that happened. If anybody's going to have to go to court and face charges or have to go before a tribunal or an inquiry from their college superiors, this is how, you know, I hope you would have enough fortitude, enough honor in your soul that it's your computer, it happened on your computer, and you'll face whatever repercussions happen because this thing happened to their computer. That you won't all of a sudden mix up a whole bunch of other people from your wanting to avoid work. You're wanting to avoid a headache. I understand that you said this is why I have a secretary in the first place. It's so that they handle stuff that I don't want to have to screw with. So I can pass off this kind of responsibility to them. Don't. It's not their responsibility. It's been taken out of their hands and put into yours for you to handle alone. There's some things we have to handle alone and some things we can delegate. This all of a sudden became something that moved from delegation to your own personal thing. You don't want your secretary to burn because somebody else got that password and it was just easy to blame it on a receptionist, secretary, records tech, whoever they may be. Don't do it. Don't put, if somebody needs access to a computer, do not sign them in as you. Do not sign them in as you. We will gladly talk you through on the telephone how you can do this with your user account. Someday we would really like to have better security schemes. We're doing the best we can with the circumstances that are here. We don't have authentication servers in every office. That'd be great to have it someday, but we don't. Someday we hope to. That's really the only answer I can give, is that someday we'll be able to have this thing kind of all worked out, all taken care of, all managed. Mystic managed. Okay. But I think this is such an important issue that we need to have this handled. Downside of the whole security scheme, like having a domain controller in charge of these things, is that if your internet is down for some reason, if your network connection to the university is down, you can't use a computer. Your computer won't work. It'll just say no. You can't get on. You can't get access to this. And what it's going to do is you're going to have to put in back doors to allow access to these computers. And we usually don't like that. We don't like to do that because then it just obfuscates the entire security. People just use the back door all the time to avoid the security problems, just to avoid the headache. Understand that, but you can't do it. The only way we can do this is to evangelize and preach and prod and constantly harp upon the need for strong passwords, the need for strong security, and that those who are in a position to control that are just striding about it as you are. Everybody needs to be that way. Everybody needs to be that way. It's personal protection. It's personal protection. Never look at it as an indication of trust, even though in some ways it is. This is like giving manufacturing 20,000 keys to your car, to your house, to the private safe you have in your house, and then giving all those keys to another person, trusting that they're going to guard those keys with their life. Now, you might be willing to do that, but they probably aren't. If somebody came to them with a gun and said, "You will give me one of those keys so that I can break into his house and do what I want," they're going to say, "You know what, this isn't worth dying for," and they'll hand over the key. It's a bad example because you have to understand, a password is something that's just out there, just open. It isn't like it's this one physical piece of thing and you've only made one and it's really difficult to make copies. It's a no-brainer to make copies. In fact, just making mention of it in casual conversation makes a copy. And it happens. And people are destroyed. You don't know who your enemies are, but if you make an enemy big enough, they can use these tools to destroy you. All these things are wrapped up in this stuff. Do you know what your My NMSU password is? Know it. Don't give it out. If somebody else knows it, change it. Now. I'm a real snotty person. Security is a huge thing to me. I don't like taking down anything. I much prefer ways to do this so that there's a box in your office that holds all the passwords in a very encrypted, secured way. And it would go out and it would grab, you know, it would grab this information. I would be happy to come up with the circuitry, with the software, with the whole thing, manufacture it, practically give it to the university just to provide more security. Now, I don't know if I'm actually going to have time to do that. We could, boy, do you think the university could sell that? Oh, we would sell a billion of these because it addresses a very, very, just, yeah, in their need, a very in your soul need to just not allow things, bad things to happen to you. Anyway, so here's Jay talking to himself, doing all this stuff, trying to describe this thing. Trust people. It kind of comes with the culture. Especially the culture that comes from agriculture, home economics, and extension in general. All these things, you know, we tend to be very trusting people. We live out in the middle of nowhere. We tend to leave our doors unlocked. We don't tend to lock our cars. These things happen. We don't worry about things because we don't tend to have evil people just lurking around real close by. We can usually see evil when it's coming. We can set up whatever kind of system you need. It's going to cost money. Oh yeah. This is, don't think for a second that this thing, we can't go to that level. I wish we could. I really do. I really wish we could get to the point to where you just controlled your password, period, and you can do that. Windows XP is actually quite excellent. It's actually got pretty decent security. Decent enough that Los Alamos National Lab that works with state secrets constantly, I think I'd have security clearance, so I could even go near a computer that might have state secrets on it. Now, I don't want you guys to get paranoid about it. I'll tell you a couple of stories of what could happen so that, and the whole point is to put the fear of God into you. But you know what? I didn't understand the potential consequences of my actions. That's really one of the big things I want to get to. Is that you probably don't understand what could happen and how it could affect you, and that's why you don't fret it. You don't worry about it. It says, these things are happening. These things are coming up. It's going to be a very serious issue. And I think I want to be able to handle this one myself. Because I do. I want to put the fear of God into people. I want people to get really weird. I want the next time I go to your office, I want you to say, I want you to make sure everybody has good, hard, solid passwords, and I don't want to know what they are. You go, you're getting extremely, extremely smart. You're getting really smart. You're getting smarter all the time. And it's not because you're nasty. People really look at me and they say, this is a really nasty topic, and they think I'm nasty because of my strenuousness about it. Well, it conflicts with one of my big issues. I have internal customers, all of you. You guys are my customers. My job is to make your life as pleasant, happy, productive, whatever other kind of wonderful things that you really want to be able to do with your computer. My job is to make that possible. My job isn't to put restrictions on you, to make you nasty. What I will do is try to educate you, try to put the fear of God into you, that these things could happen. And I will let you see these things for what they are. And I'll tell you the story of the man that I destroyed. I'll tell you the story of the man that his life is now over. He went from making $200,000, well, I don't know, $200,000. He went from making from a six-digit salary to flipping burgers at McDonald's because he can never work in what he worked in ever again because the trust is gone. He blew it, and nobody's going to touch him. And it's true. The United States government will never hire that man to do even little stuff. He's marked. He's marked for life. And you know what? It's not even his. It probably wasn't even his fault. But it doesn't matter. If we find porn on your computer, you are dead. Got it? Simple enough? Don't let people on your computer. Well, these are actually files that were downloaded. It was actually put into a place where a web browser does not put files unless you specifically tell it to. Now, there's ways you can do it. Was he destroyed? Maybe. You know what? The government didn't have time to do this stuff. There's a policy. It was put in place. It was explained to the guy. Either he violated the policy or his security allowed, his lack of security allowed other people to destroy him. And that's just the way it is. And I'm not here to sugarcoat it. I'm not here to say it's never going to happen to you. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to make you extremely paranoid. And not that you're dealing with incredibly confidential thing. Not that you're dealing with, not that you don't want to be an open and a giving and a wonderful person. You just must draw lines where you will not pass. Oh, I really need your password. I've got to get on a computer so that I can get to my secret Swiss bank account and because if I don't get this money, they're going to kill my children. That's called social engineering. And the more strident and weird and wacky it sounds, the more you can smell it for what it is. Somebody is just after your password. And they're finagling a way to try to get it. As soon as you smell that, change your password. Change it here, change it here, change it here. We'll give you that ability. We'll help you walk through it on the telephone if it's a pressing issue. If you have a NAS storage device, your password has to be changed there as well. Simple enough. There's only really two places, so it's not a big hassle. You have to do it on your computer and on that thing. You will have to wipe off access for other things. That's another great reason for having a NAS server. You have your computer, and you have stuff backed up. We want the place where you back it up to be secure. NAS is the easiest way to do that. Speed is the least of your problems. The fact that you're going to get nailed to the freaking wall is your problem. And the fact that you got caught with porn on your computer, it wasn't me! Doesn't matter. If there's porn on your computer, you're gone! Draconian? Nasty? That's the way it is. There might be an inquiry into it later, but the damage will be done. I know this from family experience. You cannot bounce back from this kind of an accusation. You cannot bounce back from someone who wants to destroy you and has found the means so that it can be done. Can't do it. You'll never get back to it. They'll never give you a position of responsibility. I hope you enjoy, it may even affect your ability to be employed in your career field. You might just have to. Everything deals with data now. If they feel like they can't trust you at the computer, you'll have a job! You'll be flipping burgers, and they'll be keeping an eye on you to make sure that you don't do something screwy with a little computerized timer. Beep, 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 beep. It will destroy your life. Don't let it happen to you. Bang. End of sentence. Let's go with another topic. Dead, and I'll do it every single freaking time. I won't even give you another option. It's not going to happen. Have I done enough recording here? It's time to get done, because I'm tired. I think I've worn this thing over far enough. I'm really looking at, here's my recommendation. Old computer, blow it up with a Linux distribution that allows us to do all these things. That is kind of a one box router firewall, whole enchilada. It can serve these needs if we switch them on. It can do the job. Bing, bang, boom. Switch, switch, switch. We'll set up the software ourselves and we'll administer it ourselves. We'll work on all this stuff. It can also handle the VPN chore. I'd like to go in that direction. So that we're not locked into a certain hardware. We're not locked into this stuff. Because there's going to be circumstances where we can't control any of it. Where we aren't going to be able to put them on the university network. And that we're just going to have to live with what it is. A Linux box that can be router, firewall, VPN, that performs the functions of a domain server, and that we can get to it from the outside. Everybody needs to have a static IP address so that we can get to these boxes, or we can do dynamic DNS. That's even a little bit safer. A little bit safer. Allows us to get in there, get the job done. Also allows us the possibility of getting on to their networks and getting remote access to their computer. Our password can also be changed, can be replicated over the entire thing. This thing is very possible, very doable with existing equipment. No equipment cost needed. Hey, baby. Hey, baby now. Hey, baby now. Hey, baby, now. Bop, 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 bop. Now. Hey, baby, now. Okay. I like that. I think I'm going to propose that to the boss.